This is Up the Road, dedicated to sustaining the California story. I'm Kim Weir. When people ask me where to go or what's worth doing, I never know what to say. What makes a memorable trip depends on who you are and what interests you. It's hard to make that call for someone else. So I ask questions to get some sense of a person's passions and preferences and what to them would make a great trip. And that's how you plan an unforgettable do-it-yourself tour. Anyone can do it once you settle on the right idea. Just DIY. Ask yourself those questions. This week, we'll imagine a DIY tour of California's capitals. Unlike other states, the Golden State has had quite a few capital cities. And later, we'll consider DIY tours of earthquakes and California in 1776. You might think a California capitals tour would focus on Sacramento. Ultimately, yes, we'll do that next time. But the big tomato is a relative latecomer. Start with Monterey, capital of Alta California under the Spanish, starting in 1776. That's right, 1776, the same year those 13 colonies on the other side of the continent declared their independence from England. California as a distinct Euro-focused place has existed, at least in the popular imagination, since 1510, when a retired mercenary published a romance novel about it. Ruled by the great queen Calafia, this imaginary rocky-shored island was populated only by fantastic beasts and black women, a mythic Greek fantasy, and overflowed with gold and jewels. No wonder Cortez later attached the name California to found territories from Baja to Alaska. Turns out there really was gold in California, part of the reason the state was rushed into statehood. Monterey, as California's key port, was where the action was, no matter what national flag was flying. So the new state's constitution was drafted there, upstairs in Colton Hall, in the fall of 1849. Explore the museum and tour the grounds before taking a walking tour of Monterey State Historic Park, and then visiting the Presidio of Monterey, one of the nation's oldest military outposts. Cannot beat that view of Monterey Bay. The first and second sessions of the brand new California legislature were held in a two-story hotel in San Jose, California's first incorporated city and its first capital city. And the third was held in the state's second capital, Vallejo. Nothing concrete remains of those histories. The historically curious will have better luck in Benicia, the state's third capital and a major port of call between San Francisco and Sacramento. Lawmakers held forth for the fourth legislative session in 1853 in a two-story brick building now preserved as Benicia Capital State Historic Park. Then it was Sacramento's turn. The magnificent Roman Corinthian state capital we know today wasn't completed until 1878. Meanwhile, Sacramento's regular winter inundations regularly shut down government. People call it flooding, but winter high water was natural behavior for the city's two huge rivers. Governor Leland Stanford, yes, that Stanford, arrived in a rowboat for his January 1862 inauguration. That year, the capital temporarily moved to San Francisco. Moving the capital to new locales had become such a habit, and the fight among cities for political favor so intense, that one lawmaker feared being known as the changing, mudscow, steamboat-moving, forever uncertain legislature of California. But after San Francisco, California political power steamboated back upstream to Sacramento and somehow managed to stay put. Our subject next time. Until then, this is Kim Weir for Up the Road and North State Public Radio.